Requirement 3, understanding roles. As a mentor, you may find yourself taking on a variety of roles in relation to your mentee. You may need to take on the mantle of an advisor, a teacher, a confidant, a coach, a cheerleader, a sounding board, a mirror, an agony aunt, a devil's advocate, or any number of other functions. Some of these roles may be comfortable to you and others less so. However, as we've just hinted at with the previous requirement, one of the best default roles to adopt in your mentoring relationship that will increase the chances of benefits for both your mentee and for you is that of co-learner. If you see yourself and your mentee as partners, combining two sets of knowledge and experience so that you can solve problems together, develop together, and make progress towards your goals together, you're more likely to support the needs of your mentee and to realize the potential benefits for you as a mentor. At the same time, you're providing a positive role model as a self-directed learner. Again, it is probably a good idea to make this co-learning approach explicit during the early stages of the relationship and to let your mentee know which of the roles you may or may not be able to fulfill if needed, as this will help in establishing trust. As the mentor, it is also your responsibility to facilitate the development of the relationship. This means gently initiating conversations in which the mentee's goals are discussed and negotiated, opening up the possibility of taking time to evaluate progress, and when appropriate, finding ways to discuss concluding a relationship. That said, it is important to remember that the mentee, not you, owns the process, and that the mentee is responsible for his or her own learning, at his or her own pace.